Hello, welcome to my podcast. I am Pastor Steve Olofa. Thank you for joining. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled 10 Practical Biblical Ways to Live and Please God. Let us read our Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in the way that pleases God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to learn about how to please you. Fill us with your grace and wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. What does it mean to please God? To please God means to live in a way that brings Him joy, honor, and glory. It is about aligning your life with His will and obeying His commandments from your heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9 says, whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him. Praise the Lord. How to live and please God. 10 practical biblical ways. Number 1. Live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. We live by faith, not by what we see with our eyes. Believers live by believing the word of God. Trust God. Trust God's word even when circumstances contradict it. Hallelujah. Number 2, live in obedience to His word. James chapter 1 verse 22. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Do what God says, even in small matters. Obedience delights God more than religious activity. Number 3, cultivate a pure and holy life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3. God's will is for you to be set apart for Him in holiness, and that you keep yourself unpolluted from sexual defilement. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. For without holiness, nobody shall see God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Holiness is alignment with God's nature. Hallelujah. Number 4, love God and love people. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Jesus Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Hallelujah. Number 5, walk in humility. James chapter 4, verse 6 and 10 says, humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 5 says, be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your heart, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourself. Number 6, worship God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you to belong to Christ Jesus." Thanksgiving and praise bring delight to God's heart. Offer consistent praise even in difficulty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 7, seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves." Allow the Holy Spirit to lead in your decisions and attitudes. Pause before acting and ask for the Spirit's direction. Hallelujah. Number 8, live with an eternal focus. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 says, "Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth." Hallelujah. Number 9, serve faithfully where you are. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24 says, "Walk willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ." God is pleased with faithfulness in your everyday responsibilities. Work and serve if you are serving Christ directly. Hallelujah. Finally, maintain a clear conscience. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 and 22 says, "Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey Him and do the things that please Him." Hallelujah. Let us make this declaration. I live by faith, walk in obedience, love deeply, and seek God's will daily. My aim is to please Him in all I do. Let us pray. Finally, Father, let my life bring you joy. Help me to walk in your faith, obey your word, love others sincerely, and seek your Spirit's guidance. May everything I do reflect a heart that desires to please you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for listening to this message, 10 Practical Biblical Ways to Live and Please God. Remember again, you are deeply loved, eternally valued, and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.